Imagine, for a moment, a concert hall a few minutes before a performance is about to begin. The orchestra is already on stage, in their places tuning. There are perhaps 80 musicians sitting in a wide arc, with the strings closest to the front, the woodwinds behind them, the brass behind the woodwinds, and the percussion at the very back. Each musician has an instrument in their hands. Each one is producing sound of a kind, a few notes here, a long-held tone there, a small phrase repeated. From the back of the hall, the noise is a kind of pleasant chaos. No single musician sounds like a finished piece of music. Every musician sounds like a person practicing in private. There are 80 of them all doing this at the same time in the same room. In a few minutes, the conductor will walk out onto the stage. She will step onto her small platform. She will lift her baton, and the 80 musicians will simultaneously stop their private warm-ups, focus their attention on her, and begin to play the same piece of music together at the same tempo, with the same dynamics, in service of the same artistic intent. The noise of warm-up will resolve into music. The 80 separate sources of sound will become a single coherent thing. What you are watching in that transition is one of the highest leverage moments in any art form. One person, the conductor, is producing zero notes herself. She has no instrument. She has only the baton and the silent intention. And yet the music that fills the hall is, in a real sense, the conductor's music. The 80 musicians are her arms. The piece is what comes out of her coordination. If she does her job well, the result is something none of the individual musicians could have produced on their own. The whole is more than the sum. That image, the conductor in front of the orchestra, is what we're going to talk about today. This is Rust, Gently, a patient introduction to how computers actually work and to one particular language for talking to them. I am your host. This is episode 27, running them in parallel. Today we're going to look at what happens when, instead of guiding one artificial intelligence agent through one task at a time, you start guiding several agents through several tasks at the same time. We're going to talk about why this shift is one of the most important changes in how software is going to get built over the next few years. We will be honest about what works in this model, what does not, and what new skills it asks of you. By the end of the episode, you will have a clearer picture of what the conductor's role actually requires, and you will know whether you are ready to step onto the platform. Let me back up to the situation most people start in. When you first start working with an artificial intelligence agent, you work with one. You give a task. You wait for the output. You review the output. You give the next task. You wait. You review. This is the natural way to start. And for a while, it feels like an enormous productivity multiplier. The agent is doing work that you would otherwise have done yourself. Each task takes less of your time than it used to. Things ship faster. You feel, correctly, that you have just acquired a new and useful capability. What you notice after a few weeks of working this way is that the bottleneck has moved. It used to be that the bottleneck was your own typing speed, your own depth of knowledge, your own willingness to sit down and write the code. Now, the bottleneck is something different. The agent is fast. The agent produces output in minutes that would have taken you hours. But you can only review one piece of output at a time. Your reviewing speed is slower than the agent's producing speed. So even though the agent is faster than you, the total throughput of you and the agent together is capped at the rate you can keep up with what the agent does. This is the moment where running multiple agents in parallel becomes interesting. If your bottleneck is reviewing and your agent is faster than you can review, then making the agent faster does not help you. Making the agent fancier does not help you. What helps you is having a second agent and a third working on different tasks at the same time, so that while you're reviewing one piece of output, the others are producing in the background. You become the conductor. The agents become the orchestra. None of them, on their own, produce a finished piece of music. The composition of all of them, all working in their own corners, all coordinated by you, is what produces real output at scale. Let me talk about what actually makes this work in practice. The first thing you need is a way for the agents to work on different parts of the code base without stepping on each other. If two agents are both editing the same file at the same time, they will produce conflicts that nobody can untangle. The tool that solves this in the Rust world and in software more generally is called a work tree. A work tree is a separate copy of your project on disk with its own independent state, but sharing the same underlying repository. Each agent gets its own work tree. Each agent does its work in that work tree, sees the same history, but does not interfere with the other agents until you, the conductor, are ready to merge their work back into the main project. The second thing you need is the discipline to give each agent a task that can be done independently. Not every piece of work decomposes well into parallel chunks. Some changes are tightly coupled, where the right way to do them is one agent making a single coherent edit across many files. Forcing those into parallel work makes the result worse, not better. But many changes are genuinely independent. A new feature in one corner of the codebase, a refactor of an unrelated module, a documentation pass. Three agents can work on three of those at the same time, and the result is just the union of three pieces of work, all done in roughly the time it would have taken to do one. The third thing you need, and this is the hardest, is the coordination skill itself. When you're guiding one agent, you can hold the whole context in your head. When you're guiding three, your attention is divided. You have to be able to switch between tasks without losing track of what each one is supposed to be doing. You have to notice fast when one of the agents has gone off the rails before it has produced 100 wrong files. You have to integrate the work as it comes back in, resolving conflicts, deciding which version of overlapping changes is the one to keep. This is real cognitive work, and it has a different shape from the work of a single engineer. It is closer to what a manager does or to what a conductor does on stage. Here is the part one want to be honest about. Most of the time, in most working sessions, you should not be running agents in parallel. Most of the time, one agent on one task is the right shape. Parallel work is a tool for specific situations, not a default mode. The situations where it pays off are the ones where the tasks are genuinely independent, where the integration cost is low, and where your own attention can handle the coordination overhead. When all three of those conditions hold, parallelism is enormously productive. When they do not, parallelism is mostly an excuse to ship lower quality work faster, which is not actually progress. For real production work, the teams that have been experimenting with this model over the last year are starting to see what the shape of it actually looks like in practice. Some teams run small fleets of agents on parallel feature branches, with a single human conductor coordinating the integration. Other teams use parallel agents for exploratory work, where three agents each produce a different version of the same feature, and the conductor picks the best one. Still others use parallel agents purely for verification, where one agent writes the feature and another, independent agent, reviews it from scratch. The patterns are still being discovered. The next few years are going to see a lot of experimentation with this, and the orchestrators who develop real skill at coordinating multiple agents are going to have a quiet, durable productivity advantage. Let me name a few of the specific failure modes of parallel agent work, because they're different from the failure modes of single agent work, and they're worth recognizing early. The first is what people sometimes call the integration tax. Two agents work in parallel on two related parts of the system. Each produces good work in isolation. When you try to merge their work together, the small assumptions they each made about the shape of the other side do not quite line up, and you spend an hour resolving conflicts that would not have existed if a single agent had done both pieces sequentially. The integration tax is real. The way to avoid it is to give parallel agents only tasks that are genuinely independent, where neither one needs to know about the other to do its work correctly. The second failure mode is what I will call the silent drift. The conductor, busy switching between three agents, fails to notice that one of them has been quietly going off the rails for the last 20 minutes. By the time the conductor checks in, the agent has produced 100 files of code in the wrong direction. The work has to be thrown away. The cost of catching this late is much higher than the cost of catching it early. The way to avoid silent drift is to set up frequent, lightweight check-ins with each parallel agent, rather than long, uninterrupted runs. Each agent should be reporting progress often enough that you can correct course before too much work has accumulated in the wrong direction. The third failure mode is the coordination collapse. The conductor takes on too many parallel agents at once. The cognitive load of keeping track of all of them exceeds what one person can hold. The quality of decisions drops across the board. None of the agents are well served. The work, in aggregate, is worse than it would have been with one or two agents under careful attention. There's a real limit to how many parallel agents a single conductor can effectively coordinate, and it is, in practice, smaller than people expect. Two or three is usually the sweet spot. Four is hard. Five is, in almost every case, beyond what one person can do well. There's one more thing worth saying. The conductor metaphor is genuinely apt, and it implies something about what kind of person does well in this role. A conductor is not the best violinist in the orchestra. A conductor is not the best pianist. The conductor is the one who can hold the whole piece in their head, hear when one section is off, and gesture in a way that the section understands. The skills that make a good conductor are mostly different from the skills that make a good musician. The same is becoming true here. The skills that make a good orchestrator of multiple agents are mostly different from the skills that made a good solo engineer. Learning the new skills, building the conductor's instinct, is one of the more interesting open challenges in software in the next few years. Three things to carry away from today. The first is that working with one artificial intelligence agent at a time moves the bottleneck of software from typing to reviewing, and once you notice that, running multiple agents in parallel becomes a way to break through that ceiling. The second is that parallel agent work requires three things to be in place. A tool like work trees to keep them from stepping on each other, a discipline of giving each one a task that can be done independently, and the coordination skill in you to switch between them without losing the thread. The third is that this is a real new skill with a different shape from solo engineering, and the orchestrators who develop are going to be quietly multiplying their output in ways that look impossible from the outside. Next time on Rust, gently, we're going to talk about the longest arc skill of this kind of work, which is the discipline of looking back. We will see why a regular retrospective on what your agents have produced, what worked, what did not, and what patterns kept recurring is the practice that compounds your skill as an orchestrator over months and years. Until then, take good care of yourself. I will see you in the next one.